Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Egyptian media are reporting that at least 235 worshippers were killed after Islamic militants sprayed them with gunfire during prayers in the northern Sinai. We get more now from Edward Uranian in Cairo.
Frightened residents fled the center of the town of Bir al-Abed after Islamic militants fired on people both inside and outside the Rauda Mosque. Scores of bodies were strewn across the mosque's carpeted floor. A man claiming to have been inside the mosque during the attack told Arab media that militants in four-wheel drive vehicles opened fire inside the house of worship following an explosion. Eyewitnesses also say the militants fired on ambulances as emergency personnel tried to evacuate the wounded to hospitals in nearby Arish. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
President Trump has told Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan the U.S. will no longer supply weapons to Kurdish YPG fighters in Syria. Turkey's foreign minister said Mr. Trump made the comment after speaking by phone with Mr. Erdogan. White House says the two leaders also discussed the purchase of military equipment from the United States by Turkey. Ankara considers the YPG a terrorist organization linked to the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party in Turkey, also known as the PKK, which has been fighting Turkey since 1984 in a conflict that has left 40,000 people dead. Turkey, the U.S., EU, considering the PKK as a terrorist group. This is VOA News. Zimbabwe's new leader in nearly four decades, the first new one, has been sworn in. President Emmerson Mnangagwa takes power in a nation left deeply scarred by 37 years of rule by Robert Mugabe, who resigned Tuesday after intense pressure from the military and the ruling party. Mnangagwa took office with a promise.
I, Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa, swear that as President of the Republic of Zimbabwe, I will be faithful to Zimbabwe and obey, uphold, and defend the Constitution and all other laws of Zimbabwe.
The new Zimbabwean leader said they will need help to come out from under its international debts and to get back on its feet. Mnangagwa will serve out the remainder of Mugabe's term, which is slated to end in mid-2018. After elections, the new president promised would be democratic. Spanish official telling VOA covert attempts by Russia to support Catalonia's bid for independence using disinformation and cyber attacks to support separatists may be part of a long-term strategy to penetrate and gain control not only of Spain's wealthy northeastern region but other parts of Europe, Russia denying the accusations. London police found no casualties after investigating reports of shots fired at a busy subway station. Police initially responded as if the incident were terror-related. Videos posted on social media showed a rush of people leaving the subway. Papua New Guinea, the police there returned to a shuttered Australian-run detention complex on Manus Island. Reuters' Samantha Vadas reporting now, it is a major operation to clear out asylum seekers.
Authority is determined to clear the holdouts who've been refusing to leave the closed facility for more than 3 weeks.
You are no longer legally residing at the centre.
The camp has been sealed off to stop supplies coming in. Asylum seekers could be seen loading their belongings onto a truck as buses continued to take them away to transit centres elsewhere on the island. More than 300 asylum seekers have been refusing to go to the new accommodation, saying they risk being resettled in Papua New Guinea or another developing nation, while fearing they'll be attacked by locals who don't want them there.
That is Reuters' Samantha Vadas reporting. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And we're also available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.